I almost thought I needed bypass surgery. Oh, this is very, very awesome. And I think coming to a general conference of the church and meeting here in the tabernacle is such a great honor and a privilege at any time. But to have the privilege of being here in the presence of the prophet when we know that his health has not enabled him to always be with us is such a special thrill. And to hear the words of these great leaders, I have been so touched and so moved. And I do acknowledge my gratitude to you. The address of President Hinckley's today as he bore witness, how marvelous it is. I know that it was more than an airplane trip that brought my husband, President Richard Winder, and me to this point, as my husband has been serving as the mission president of that great California San Diego mission, and we had to slip quietly away to come to this conference this weekend. I have a testimony of the revelation and inspiration that the Lord gives. And in spite of the inadequacies that I feel, I know that the Lord does help and cause his work to move forward. I am the same Sister Winder to my dear elders and sisters in San Diego who was just with you less than a week ago, helping you to remember those skills your mothers had taught you to keep your shirts ironed and white and the buttons sewn on. Carrying your scriptures, and even the little white handbook is still with me. I am that same Sister Winder. And just before that, some short 2 years before that, that same Sister Winder who sat in the councils with these great sisters that you heard yesterday, learning and being tutored by them, my great teachers, along with their boards and their counselors, many of whom have been my dear, dear friends and teachers. I am so grateful to them and to the many wonderful brethren with whom I have had the opportunity to serve and learn. How I appreciate you. We women follow under the direction of the priesthood, and I feel that I have been taught by those who have followed that direction and helped bring women today, perhaps through troubled times, sometimes smooth, but often troubled, to the point of being caring wives and mothers, faithful members of the Lord's kingdom, and contributing and building members of the community in which they live. These are strengths that have been given to our Latter-day Saint women. May I express my gratitude today to my parents and to my husband's parents for their teaching of righteous principles and worthy examples that they have given us. That airplane that brought us here and touched down to Salt Lake after an absence of almost 2 years could just go on. It was a hard asphalt that it landed on, but it didn't matter to me because there were our four children and their mates and our wonderful little grandchildren helping to soften that and letting me know that home was here. How grateful I am to them and their support. I want to express gratitude also to a husband with whom I have served for over 30 years in the sweet bonds of marriage, having been married in the Salt Lake Temple, sealed together by President Harold B. Lee. And we too have made commitments, and we have served together in unity of purpose and harmony, supporting one another through these years in various church callings and assignments. I couldn't help but think of the words of Paul as I was thinking about that, as he admonished the church to serve in unity and purpose. And as he taught us that all parts must function for the good of the whole, so it is in a marriage and in a family that we must function together. I think we were so taught so beautifully yesterday. I love the sisters of the church. And I think if I might just relate a little from that wonderful section, that priesthood section of the 84th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, when it says, "Also the body hath need of every member, that all may be edified together, and the system may be perfect," and reflect again in a similar way to the words of Paul, as he said that the members should have the same care one for another. And so it is that I feel this for the sisters of the church, this love and the worth of each individual wanting so and desiring so that we be unified, one together with the priesthood, serving and building the kingdom of God here today, and spreading the joy of the gospel to those who are so in need. This is his kingdom. We have a great responsibility to share it. I know that he lives, that he loves us. And this is my testimony to you. And I pledge my service to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.